Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what do you guys think is the most common cause of anxiety right now? Is it politics? Is it what's going on in the Middle East? I think in Syria some U.S. bases have been targeted. Is it the economy? Is it your love life? What is the most common cause of stress, especially in America? Well, some studies will say, oh, it's childhood experiences. Some will say, oh, it's current events. You know what I say it is? I say it's low charge. Having the low charge alert. The low battery alert. And I say this not because it's going to cause panic attacks or severe anxiety, but the average person starts to feel anxiety when they get this low charge or low battery or low power mode switched on alert. And I'm not a very anxious person. I'm hyper, but I don't really get anxious about stuff. I don't like to sweat the little stuff. And I got to tell you, when my phone starts to tell me that it's low charge, low battery, even though I know I have an hour or two, I already am planning. I'm already going through survival mode of what to do to make sure that my phone's power works. And, you know, people have asked, do I have an electric vehicle? Do I have an electric vehicle? Well, one, no, because I can't afford it. By the way, I'm not buying a private jet. There's a jet expo that comes to Las Vegas and Henderson Airport each year. And I was invited to go to see jets. Couldn't afford the jets, obviously, but I wanted to see them. Yeah, you know, get to sit in a private jet. But no, I do not have the money for a private jet. I don't have the money for an electric car. But one hesitation I have with the electric car is that low battery, low power. And they say most of my friends who own one say it's not a big deal because they only use the car for a certain commute. As soon as they get home, they charge it. You know, as the phone, I have my phone with me in the bathroom. I have it in the shower. I take it with me to the restaurant. But when you have, I guess, an electric vehicle, when you park it, you charge it either at work or at home. But I'm hearing people talk about what is that like? You know, they're thinking about buying an electric vehicle. What is that like when you notice your range start to go down? Or you notice you're going through your range quicker on the highway. And people have told me that they don't like highway driving because whatever they're anticipating with the range with their electric vehicle is speeding up. And we're already a pretty anxious society. We got a lot of stuff going on, and who knows where we're going to be in the coming months or years because of what's going on now with the Middle East and if this is drawing us into a World War III conflict. And I don't need any more anxiety. But I'm noticing that between our laptops, between our iPads, between our phones, and now our cars, this low battery, low charge is something that I think is really going to add to our already anxiety epidemic. You know, I was out with a friend a while back, and all of a sudden the conversation stopped, and I saw panic in his eyes. And I'm like, what happened? Did you get a news alert? What happened? Said low power on my phone. Okay. Pull yourself together. As soon as you regroup, I do want to finish what I have to say. All right. Do you guys ever do that where you're mid-sentence or you have a point and then something interrupts or you have to leave and I will call or text so I can finish my thought, finish my statement. I need closure on every statement I make. I just need closure. And so we had to wait for them to fit, you know, and I'm like, it's okay, you know, you can charge in your car. Do you have, I have a cord, you could always, you know. And we kind of, you know, I had plan B, but oh my gosh, what's going on, people? If this idea that we are so reliant on electricity and the fear of that electricity not being there or the fear of us not being able to get to where we need to go, I'm going to tell you right now, I can see myself get anxious having an electric vehicle and it's a low battery, low drive. Because I don't have as many friends as I used to. And when I used to live in Las Vegas in the 80s and 90s, I knew everybody everywhere pretty much. You know, it was a small enough city. So if I was in one side of town, I could probably go somewhere if I had to charge, if I had to. There's people in this town who I don't know. There's like almost, 2 million people. And I don't think I'd be able to go to a random house saying I need to quickly charge my car. And what I suggest, the moral I'm making, is if we are going to move electric vehicle, and there's a lot of pressure to, you better have, you know, like we right now have with 7-Elevens and AMPMs and these gas stations, a pretty predictable place where you could go and get a quick charge. Because right now, you know, I could, if I think I'm running low, I know where there's a gas station, I could go. But you are talking about millions of people starting to have electric cars and only having X amount of outlets that take a while to charge. The anxiety, I mean, people are going to be paralyzed and they won't be able to work. They won't be able to get what they need to get done because they're worried that they're going to be stuck without power in their car. Now, it doesn't sound like the car just dies. It sounds like you get enough warning. But we don't have the infrastructure. I've said that apartment complexes don't have the infrastructure. We don't have the infrastructure in schools. We don't have the infrastructure for duplexes. We don't have the infrastructure for low-income housing. Do we have the infrastructure, with the exception of single-family residences and mansions, the ability for people to charge their car? See, right now, it's okay, charge it at home. Some people won't be able to do that. So, low charge anxiety, I anticipate going up. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, my show, as you can tell, isn't just about health and medical advice. We also talk about the news. Anything that's going on right now in the world obviously affects us, affects our health. So we talk about it all. And anytime we have breaking news, of course, I'm going to share that with you. Well, I have said from the beginning that anytime we have instability in the Middle East, it could take the world with it. And we could have instability across the world. And fortunately, in the past, Israel has been able to, such as the Six-Day War, gain control within 6 days. Things are a little different right now. in terms of what's happening. And I think many of us see the writing on the wall. This is going to be, for those who want war, the prime opportunity for them to submerge the world to chaos. And Israel is going to be fighting enemies on all fronts. We're also going to have innocent people in Israel, in Palestine, in surrounding countries get hurt. Look at what happened with the errant jihad missile that hit the hospital. And the blame game and the PR took precedence over the tragedy that this has caused. We have the tragedy of what happened to Israelis and Americans and hostages and murders and rapes and beheadings. And then we have the tragedy of what happened to innocent people within the hospital. And, you know, when you have a quote-unquote friendly fire accident such as this and a cluster such as that, it shows you it's chaotic. When somebody tried to send rockets to somebody else and, you know, hits their own people, it shows that we are in a state of chaos on a micro level. On a macro level, wow. When I heard that the U.S. Embassy in Lebanon was, there were riots and it was, there was, I think it set aflame. I was like, I think Americans need to leave. And I know non-essential workers were told to get out. Now we're being told that Americans are told to leave now. That the Israeli-Hamas war is going to spread to Lebanon. I believe already northern Israel has been hit from some Hezbollah attacks. And we're also being told that in Syria, there have been reports of attacks on two U.S. bases in Syria from reportedly Lebanese-Iran-aligned al-Mayadeen. And they said it was a drone attack on the Al-Tanf base near Syria's borders with Iraq and Jordan, and a missile attack on the Konoko base in the countryside of the northern Deir al-Sor region. This is being reported by Reuters. So, you know, we here in America, we're isolated. Now we're kind of protected. But as you could see, we're not only involved, but we're also in danger. Americans are still held hostage. Americans were killed. We're getting names and pictures of some of the Americans who were murdered during the Hamas attack. And as we are now providing funding, we need troops. We're starting to move warships in. Now, if somebody was writing a history book like we would see with World War One and World War Two, what were the things that preceded the years before? I think we are watching the chapter on World War III be written. Started with Putin invading Ukraine, China's desire to expand territory, very similar to what happened with World War II, Japan wanting to expand territory, and Hitler invading Poland. And so what started, I believe, and I will still credit and fault Putin for the start of this, now is involving other parts of the country, other parts of the world. And people could say, well, it's not related. This is, how do you know it's not related? You know, I mean, how do we know when there's a opportunity for people to fight and kill, they will piggyback off of the distraction of other things going on. And we have an opportunity for our enemies right now to combine, to unite, and to cause mayhem if they've always wanted to. They might not have been able to because everything was kind of in check. But now that America's distracted and our economy is in trouble and we're trying to figure out who to fund and how to fund, and it's a prime opportunity. And it sounds like Iran is taking advantage of this. So are we going into World War III? We talked about this yesterday. I hope not. I really hope not. But is this war in the Middle East going to end soon? It doesn't sound like it. And it's involving Americans. Why are they messing with our embassies? Why are Americans being held hostage? Why was America dragged into this? Now, some of us would like to believe, well, Hamas was acting alone, and they were erratic, and they didn't know who they were taking, And I don't know if it was that chaotic. I don't know if it was that unplanned. I do wonder that maybe there was a plan. And there's always been a plan. And once that opportunity happened, it's like, you know, you have a glass full of water or a cup full of water. That water is always trying to push. Oh, you know what? Let's do a medical analogy. Right? You have intestines that want to push out, but they don't. Until you get a little hernia, and then you get a little bit of weakness in the muscle wall, and boom, that's when the intestines push. And people are like, well, gosh, what made your body want to have a hernia now? Your body always wants to have a hernia. You're compressing things in. And to me, the analogy makes sense. Maybe for you guys, you're like, why did you pick that? But I look at the world right now as our hernia, where the intestines are always under pressure and they're being held by very delicate fabrics. And the second there's an opportunity or weakness, or the muscle's guard is down, boom, you herniate. And that's what I think is happening right now in terms of the Middle East. We're having a groin herniation right now. And so, they say gas prices are going to go up. We're going to start seeing supply chains. We're going to start seeing, military deployment. I hope not. But if Israel is going to be attacked on multiple fronts, and, you saw how Ukraine needed help. Now, I mean, Israel, their IDF is one of the best of the world. I mean, I think they can handle it. But the more other countries get involved and jump on the bandwagon, the more in danger we are of being drawn into this conflict, and the more it becomes a world conflict, especially if we start to see allies between Iran and China and Ukraine. And so as a physician, I'm really nervous about this. I have family there. I have friends there. I have patients who may be called, to be deployed. It's not a good time. And what really bothers me is when the Hamas attack happened, you didn't have unity in America. When America is as divided as it is, I don't know. I think there was a dentist that just got fired because he was caught on video ripping the pictures of the babies and the kids down, of the missing hostages, hostages in Israel. He got caught tearing those down, so he got fired. I don't want us to be a country where now we're fighting amongst ourselves, and companies have to decide whether to keep somebody or fire them because of where they stand and what they support. But it should have been kind of a slam dunk where we all agreed that the Hamas attack was horrific, was tragic, was disgusting, was vile. And when we have congressional leaders act like it was justified and propagating propaganda, yeah, I think we're in trouble. And we're seeing divide on school campuses. We're seeing divide in our government. We're seeing divide now on the streets. And as I've said before, you can be pro-Palestine, pro-Israel, but against what Hamas did. And Israel needing to get those hostages back, especially the American hostages, is something that, again, should be bipartisan and in agreement. And the fact that America is already starting to divide means you're going to see a divided world, and you're going to see the chaos that ensues. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
C.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. The House of Representatives heading into yet another day without a speaker and likely another day of votes and Republican infighting and a failure to get enough support twice over so far for Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan. Hundreds were arrested at the U.S. Capitol yesterday during a Palestinian protest.
About 300 Jewish activists supporting Palestinians were taken into custody. A large group gathered in the Cannon House building rotunda and around the Capitol complex. The protesters were heard chanting, "Ceasefire now."
Joran van der Sloot confessed to killing Natalie Holloway after she rejected his advances. Beth Holloway, Natalie's mother, was both shocked and relieved by his admission, saying as far as she is concerned, this is over. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your two-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. To snooze or not to snooze? That is the question. When you guys wake up in the morning and the alarm wakes you up, do you hit the snooze button? Or do you say, I'm not going to go there. I think it's bad for me. And patients have asked me, is it bad for you to hit the snooze button? You know, as if like you're hitting the red button and there's going to be some big explosion. You know, should you not hit the snooze button in your sleep? I'm mixed on that. Because if you didn't get enough sleep and you have an opportunity to sleep, why not? On the flip side, if you're going to snooze through your morning workout, well, that could be a problem. Because we definitely want you working out. We also want you getting a good breakfast. Getting, you know, a good stretch in, a good shower. And so a study looked into how bad is the snooze. It's published in the Journal of Sleep Research. And it suggests snoozing doesn't necessarily mean losing. Right? Researchers from Stockholm University in Sweden found that getting that extra few minutes of sleep could actually make you more alert and support the waking process. Participants were evaluated in two separate studies, according to the university, and being reported by Fox News. In the first study, 1,732 individuals answered questions about their morning wake routines. Many of them reported using the snooze button because why? Well, they were too tired to wake up right away. In a follow-up study, 31 people who regularly use the snooze button were analyzed at a sleep lab for two nights. On one of the mornings, they were allowed to snooze for 30 minutes. On the other morning, they had to get the hell out of bed right away. On the mornings in which they snoozed, apparently they did better on cognitive tests. There were no negative effects on their mood, sleepiness, or cortisol levels. So according to the researcher, Tina Sundellin from Stockholm University, she says her findings show that those who snooze on average sleep slightly shorter and feel more drowsy in the morning compared to those who never snooze, but there were no negative effects of snoozing on cortisol release, morning tiredness, mood, or sleep quality. And they found some positive outcomes, including a decreased likelihood of waking from a deep sleep. When participants were allowed to snooze, they were a bit more quick-thinking right when they got up. Now, of course, the studies have some limitations. It only included people who were regular snoozers, already kind of knowing how to, you know, all right, I'm going to hit the button and go back to sleep. And so they say snoozing is not for everyone. And where did snoozing come from? Apparently, back in 1956, GE Telecron released its snooze alarm. It offered 10 minutes of extra sleep with the tap of the bar on the top of that alarm clock. In a 2022 study by the University of Notre Dame, researchers found that those who used the snooze function were less active during the day and experienced more disturbances while sleeping. But they didn't feel tired more often, nor did they take more naps. So there's been studies that have said, or there's been this kind of narrative of, okay, if you snooze, you lose. Not necessarily. So what is going on with our sleep cycle? All right, what is our sleep cycle? So sleep is not uniform. You don't just go to sleep and then that's it. You have stages, three non-rapid eye movement stages, one rapid eye movement stage. So between those, you pretty much have four stages within your sleep cycle. Although it's not just four, it could be 4 to 6. And what it does is you need sleep to help put things into memory, help your body recuperate, and we recommend 7 to 9 hours of sleep, although it's kind of impossible for some of us, especially with kids and pets and our schedule, but 7 to 9 hours of sleep is ideal. Well, why? Well, your first sleep cycle can range from about 70 to 100 minutes, while later cycles fall between 90 and 120 minutes. So when you start to look at the different cycles you have and you need, you can you realize that it's going to take a good amount of time, and you could go through multiple cycles in your sleep. So stage one, I think there was a typo. Stage one, I thought, was only about a few minutes long, like about 1 to 7 minutes. Stage two, also non-REM, 10 to 25 minutes. Stage three, this is based on analysis and the sleepfoundation.org, has your delta sleep, your deep, deep sleep, your slow wave sleep. That's about 20 to 40 minutes. And then you have stage four, your REM sleep, which is about 10 to 60 minutes. And these sleep patterns have certain jobs to do, certain functions. So stage one is called N1. It's right when you fall asleep. It lasts for about 1 to 7 minutes. You're not fully relaxed, but your body and brain activity start to slow. You'll have some light changes in the brain activity, and we can wake you up pretty easily. But if we don't wake you up, you'll then go into stage two. And then stage two, that's where you get that more subdued state. Your temperature starts to drop, so you start to get a little cooler. Your muscles relax, your breathing slows, your heart rate slows, and then your brain starts to go into a new pattern. Eye movement will stop, and you'll start to get these, like, bursts of activity, you know, that will resist being woken up by external stimuli. It can last 10 to 25 minutes. They can become longer during the night. And we think half of our sleep time overall is in this stage two. Stage three is when we get into deep sleep. It's harder to wake somebody up. Then your muscle tone, your pulse, your breathing rate decrease, your body's relaxed even further. And then we start to see these delta waves. So we call it delta sleep. And this is critical to restorative sleep, allowing our body to recover and grow, boost our immune system. You know, it's like, all right, guys, you know, is everybody out of the office? Can we now get some work done? All right, now we're going to get some work done. And so even though, yes, we can wake you up, the body has some protective mechanisms to allow you to still sleep. Most of your deep sleep happens in the first half of the night, they say. During early sleep cycles, they might last 20 to 40 minutes. And then continued cycles, the stages will get shorter. And then we have the REM sleep. REM sleep is when your brain activity picks up, nearing levels where you are awake. You might have temporary paralysis of the muscles where you, in your dream, you're like, I can't move. Now, you're still breathing, and your eyes can move. But you know how in your dream, you're like, I don't understand this. There's a bad guy. I need to run, and I feel like I can't move. That could be part of your REM sleep. But we need our REM for memory, learning, creativity. And this is, again, like when we get some of our most vivid dreams. But you don't do REM early on. So if you snooze, you're not going to go into REM sleep. REM sleep is usually after you've been asleep for about 90 minutes as you're coming out of your deep sleep. Now, of course, all of this can change in terms of, you know, if you drink alcohol, your age, if you have sleep disorders, if you have sleep apnea. If you have sleep apnea, you're waking up even out of a deep sleep because your body wants to breathe. But the sleep stages, it's a fascinating science. And so when people say, well, oh, my gosh, what am I doing with my snooze? Your snooze is probably affecting your stage one because you've woken up. You're out of your REM. The alarm ripped you up out of a sleep wherever you were. And now you're going to start going into a new cycle. So, I do not like it when we are ripped up out of a deep sleep. I wonder what that does to your heart. I don't like alarm clocks. I think you being in a deep sleep and then that alarm going, da, 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 get the alarm that slowly increases in volume, that doesn't wake you up too abruptly. I think you do need that graded transition. Because I'm wondering if there are health effects on your heart and your brain by being ripped out of a sleep, especially on your deep cycles. But I don't think the snooze is that bad, unless, of course, you're going to snooze and you then miss work because you keep hitting the snooze button. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we've talked about it on the show, how there's a good chance many of us are addicts. I'm not meaning addicted to smoking, addicted to meth, addicted to alcohol, but we could be addicted to sugar. We could be addicted to food additives. And many of us could be ignoring the fact that our habits with our computers, with our smartphones, with our porn, with our chocolate cake, could be an addictive behavior. Now, nobody likes that label. I can't stand using that label. It really bothered me when I heard the term alcoholic. I think that's a horrible term. Somebody who drinks alcohol and maybe relies on alcohol and is dependent on alcohol, now, you don't brand them, you know, as, oh, well, they're an alcoholic. I mean, we do that with diabetes. I'm a diabetic. And I notice, you know, my patients like that. They go, you know what? I'm diabetic. Hope that handles the next 50 questions. I'm diabetic. Let's move on. Okay? And so sometimes it might simplify things, but I can't stand that term when I hear that in terms of, you know, alcohol, etc. And, you know, because it just lumps everybody in this one category. But I really do believe, based on our dopamine, based on the way our bodies are built, and we wrote a book, Deploying Dopamine, how it's very intrinsic in us to become addicted to something. And, you know, I don't smoke. I'm not addicted to anything that I know of. But I got to tell you, if I was, it would probably be chocolate. Chocolate cake. If there's something with chocolate, even if I'm not hungry, even if I'm full, even if I'm sick, even if I'm trying to lose weight, even if I have tooth pain, I'm going to eat that chocolate. And if I can't, I'm going to be thinking about it during the day. Now, is that as bad as being addicted to smoking? Is that as challenging as being addicted to alcohol? No. But it shows you have that ability. So the study came out saying these ultra-processed foods, or fake food, I like to call them, have feel-good chemicals that could be as addictive as cigarettes and drugs. And compulsive eating of foods high in carbs and fats could meet the criteria for a substance use disorder. Now, I don't think we should say you have a substance use disorder, but I think we should recognize that, again, it could be an addictive pattern. Why? Well, because whether it's nicotine, whether it's alcohol, whether it's chocolate, whether it's meth, whether it's an opiate, your body senses a reward. And when your body gets that reward, it wants more. The reason why that reward system is in place is because in evolutionary, you know, throughout our evolution, if we felt satisfaction and enjoyment eating, then maybe we'll eat. If we feel satisfaction and enjoyment with sex, then maybe we'll have sex and procreate. That's why in animals we have this sort of dopaminergic intrinsic systems, such that if not, otherwise people wouldn't never propagate the human race or take care of themselves. Now, if that was the full theory, then why does a Brussels sprout taste like crap? I mean, why do if we need vegetables and vegetables are good for us, then why are they dopaminergic? Why is it only the chocolate? So I still got to refine that theory, but that's the going theory. Because, again, for us to have that drive, for us to want to get out and hunt and put our lives at risk to find a meal for our family, there has to be that dopaminergic reward that makes us not mind taking the risk. But here we are, possibly creating a population that can be even more vulnerable to addiction because of our fake food. A new study from the University of Michigan looked at 281 studies from 36 different countries, finding that 14% of adults and 12% of children showed signs of addiction to ultra-processed foods. This is according to the Yale Food Addiction Scale. That's close to the addiction level seen for alcohol and tobacco, they said. Ultra-processed foods have things to make you want them. Like, have you ever had a Fritos chip? Oh, my gosh, so yummy. Oh, the salt. the buttery flavoring. Or whatever makes a Frito a Frito. Gosh, those suckers are tasty. So if I see a bag of Fritos, I walk away. It's too tempting. The bright orange, the red, the way the bag is crisp and pointy. You know, marketing isn't just about the taste. It's about the packaging. It's about the feel, the texture. Those Fritos curve around your thumb and index finger. People want to play with them. So candy, ice cream, potato chips, these things can be addictive. The study suggests that some people's consumption of these foods may meet the criteria for substance use disorder, resulting in the biopsychological mechanisms of addiction and clinically significant problems. They say part of the reason that ultra-processed foods have addictive properties is that they deliver fats and carbs to the gut much faster than minimally processed foods. And these foods contain flavor and texture additives that make them more addictive. So, what do you do? How do you fight that? Well, it really is a lot of mind control. And I told you guys this. I think some of these individuals who were the most successful with quitting smoking looked at cigarettes differently. My patient said once I had a family member die of COPD, I looked at cigarettes like a bullet in a gun. I looked at it as this is something that could kill me, or a sword. And so maybe that's what we have to do when it comes to, let's say, alcohol. Look at it like it's battery acid. If you look at, let's say, little candies, look at them like they're little cancer cells, as we know sugar can feed cancer. And you need to not let your brain confuse hunger with appetite. You know, many of us are actually thirsty. We're dehydrated. But we'll want to eat instead of just drink some water. And I know in the olden days you could go to cigarettes to stop your cravings. As soon as you had a craving, you'd go and grab a cigarette. And okay, well, we don't do that anymore because cigarette smoking is not healthy. But as a result, now we're going for the food. Maybe go and take a swig of water. Now, I can't say chew gum because I think gum could stimulate the appetite. So people who use gum to try to suppress their appetite or like a Pepperdick candy, again, that could sadly stimulate. But you almost have to retrain your brain to look at this stuff as this is evil. This is bad. And I give you permission to do that because I don't really think these foods are healthy. I think these foods lead to heart disease. I think they lead to diabetes. I think they could put you at risk for cancer. So, yeah, you could look at them as evil little killing machines if you want to. And I don't think you're being illogical by that. But you got to come up with something so you don't feel that need to want to put this stuff in your mouth or your body. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.